Sportsnet.com. Or does it?
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well live? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, St. Andrew, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's go to Katie. Hi, Katie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Of course. How can I help?
My husband and I are trying to get pregnant, and I'm just curious if you have any recommendations. Particularly, I've heard you mention soy, which I do eat a lot of. not a lot, but probably every other day.
Okay.
And I'm just curious as to what else I should be eating or not eating.
Well, let's talk about the whole picture. How long have you guys been? Have you guys been trying for a long time to get pregnant, and it's just not happening? Or
No, we haven't. We've been trying for a couple of months, so I'm not like particularly concerned. I just want to make sure I'm doing what I can.
You want to have the best environment,
right?
Right. I got it. Now, what is he doing? Is he doing anything extra, or with him? Is he focusing on anything for himself as far as getting helping get pregnant?
Not that we've talked about.
All right, well, let me just kind of paint the picture for what needs to happen, all right? For both of you, for you, I mean, obviously both of you need to be eating very well because the food you're putting inside your body right now, you know, for him, help the sperm count. It's also going to help with everything as far as the sexual organs go. And for testosterone levels, for motility, all those kind of things need to happen. Tribulus is a really good herb to take, and maca root, both of those are really good to take while you're trying to get pregnant. Or both of you, and zinc, all three of those. Zinc is one of the number one minerals that we need as guys, so that's going to play a big role. So if he can do those three things and keep his healthy fats, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, fish oils, and all that, up to about 25 to 30% of his diet, those are some real keys for him. And that'll help him. Now, for you, of course, eating is key. You want to keep, I definitely want to get off of soy. That's a given, okay? Because that throws your hormone levels off. It can throw your estrogen, your progesterone off, all of that can become kind of a big challenge. So you definitely want to do that. If you want to do any kind of soy milk, you want to go with more goat's milk and also coconut milk. But as far as getting like meat, fish, all of that stuff is great for you. And in my book, Empowering Your Health, I have tons of foods that are good for you. I talk about how there are foods that bring health to your body and foods that will take health out of your body. And obviously you want to make sure you're putting the right kind of stuff in. And there's a whole list in there. So it's called Empowering Your Health. You can get it at any bookstore. So I would get started on that. And that's the diet really I would put or encourage both of you to follow. Cod liver oil is going to be important because you're going to get plenty of the omega-3 fats. It's good for hormones. It's good for skin, hair, nails. It's good for regenerating tissue. It's just good all the way around. Vitamin D, important for both of you as well. Vitamin D is actually not a vitamin. It's actually a hormone. And you want to make sure you keep those numbers on your blood test between about 70 and 90. That's going to be important. Stay on top of keeping regular with, of course, with activity with you guys. I mean, I know that's not a big issue, but the frequency, they found that by not having sex every single day, you're going to increase your chances of getting pregnant. And the reason for that is there's a lot of them. It took me 30 minutes to talk about it. But just know that if you could, like every other day or every 2 days while you're going through that time period, it really is going to put you in a better place. If you're really going for it and want to make it happen, those are some of the best things you can do as far as the timing goes. But your health overall, by just putting the right kind of foods in, I mean, you guys sound like you're young. You sound like you're in a good place. Then, you know, it'll happen. And that's the one thing. And it's funny because with people that I talk to all the time, with colleagues of mine, and even my own self with my wife. It's one of those. It's funny because when you stop thinking that you want to get pregnant, or when you just say, oh, you know, it's just let it happen. That's when it happens. And that sounds like an old wives' tale, but it really is true. I think it's because the body gets relaxed, the mind gets off of it, and you know. But you want to do everything you can, and so keeping your body to be able to produce good, new, healthy cells every single day, keeping your hormone levels at optimal function, and creating the right environment, stress-free environment for both of you, is really going to be the best. So soy products, come off of them, everything else, just follow a lot of the principles that are in my book, Empowering Your Health. And really, it's KISS. It's keep it simple. Silly. Talk to you soon. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Fibromyalgia, arthritis, diabetes, heart disease, you name it, and we'll talk about it. Because regardless of what you're dealing with, it's important. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. That's what we want to help you do here on this show, to be a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth opinion for you, for whatever you're going through. You're going through a divorce, you're going through a tough time, or you've been diagnosed with heart disease or arthritis and you need someone to talk to. That's what we're here for. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Let's go to James. Hi, James. Welcome.
Yes, good evening.
Evening.
I'm going to ask a question because I'm kind of, you know, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing or not. I heard a couple of days ago that you mentioned about vitamin E.
Okay.
And lower it and thin out your blood.
Right.
Yeah, because I've been on vitamin E because you know, I have a problem with my blood pressure, but I've also been taking aspirin with it also.
Now, did your doctor tell you to take vitamin E with aspirin, or is that something you've been doing?
That's something I've been doing.
You want to be real careful with doing that, just because...
I'm not doing it together, though, but I'm doing it, you know, I'm like taking, like it's been 2-3 hours. It's not exactly at the same time. It's like, you know, a couple hours apart.
Yeah, you want to be real careful with that. I don't know that I could even encourage you to go down that path. What you want to do is you want to talk to your primary care physician, and I would go have a CBC done, which is a complete blood count. It's the most basic test that's run in blood work. See where the platelets are, see what your numbers are, and then talk to your doctor about it. I think they're going to discourage you from taking vitamin E with aspirin on a regular basis, even if you don't take it together at the same time. If you're taking it in the same day and on a regular basis, you have to be very careful with something like that. So I would be careful with that. And you only need vitamin E for several reasons. If your platelets are a little bit on the higher end of the range, then vitamin E can definitely help. So it has great properties for helping the body lower LDL, that's the bad cholesterol, and prevent arterial plaquing. So it's a real good help in that area. But again, you want to be real careful. If you've got anything going on with your heart, any other medications you're taking like Coumadin or Warfarin, you can't take vitamin E. So see, there's a lot that needs to be weighed. But with the aspirin and vitamin E, I'd be very careful. Definitely go get some blood work done. Definitely talk with your doctor about that one. I don't think that's a good path to go down. All right, thanks. 888-283-7272. Let's talk about it. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Samantha, Los Angeles, California. She writes in an email. She says, I've been struggling with headaches. I get them on the left side over my eye. What would be the cause? Well, the cause with these kind of headaches, typically, especially if they're migraines, then over the left eye typically is a zinc deficiency. Zinc's a mineral, and people use it up a lot when they're under a lot of stress. So if you've been really stressed out, you're constantly getting headaches over the left eye, look at using zinc. See if that helps. If not, then you might want to go get some tests further with your physician.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. sure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure. How can I help?
Well, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And it's, I guess, a fairly mild case, but I don't have any joint damage or anything, but I do have kind of severe pain unless I'm taking methotrexate.
Mm-hmm.
It scares me to take that. I would rather do something more holistic, and I was just wondering if you had some kind of a regimen you would recommend.
So your doctor, are they pretty much telling you that methotrexate's all they can give you, and that's just kind of the end of the road?
Pretty much.
And just hope for the best, right?
And say that again?
And just hope for the best. That's what they're telling you?
Yeah, just keep the swelling and at bay so that I don't have any damage, and just stick with the methotrexate.
All right. Two things are happening. Now, you got autoimmune, right? You understand that whole process, right?
Right.
So the body's attacking itself. It thinks that there's something wrong with the joints, so the immune system continues to attack it. Well, that's a whole different animal within itself. Then you've got arthritis, which is an itis. Remember, an itis is inflammation. So whenever you've got inflammation in the body, then you have to get the body to reduce inflammation. That's always the goal. So reducing inflammation in the body is so important, and that's going to be based first and foremost by what you're putting in your body every day, the foods. Okay?
Okay.
So you want to put the right kind of foods in the body, and that's the key. So anti-inflammatory diet is what I would recommend always. And that's the one that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, which you can get at any bookstore. You get a copy of that.
Okay.
Start following the anti-inflammatory diet to a T, at least for 8 weeks. See how your body responds. And then dealing with the autoimmune part, let's talk about that for a second. Because autoimmune it's got a strong genetic component to it. We all know that. But here's the deal. It's one of those things where once the light switch is turned on, you can't really turn it off. Okay? But if the light switch happens to have a dimmer on it, a dimmer switch, you know, you get the little piece on the side and you can push it all the way down to where the light is still on in the room, but you can barely see it. It makes it so dim that it's almost dark. That's what you can do with autoimmune disease. It's possible to get autoimmune, begin to just kind of settle down and not be so flared up as it was. That's when the joint pain goes down. That's when the achiness goes down. And that's when you can start living life again, maybe with a little bit of the symptoms, but not with what you had. And so figuring out which one of the T helper cells are involved within the autoimmune situation that you're dealing with, that's the real key. So you got the T1 helper cells and the T2 helper cells. And figuring out between the two is going to be the challenge. Now, there's what we call a T-test. It's a little at-home test that we developed, and it's pretty simple. You use echinacea tea, which stimulates the immune response, and then you use green tea. Okay, both of those work great. You do 5 cups for 5 days, 5 cups a day for 5 days of each. And so, for example, you'll just get green tea, brew some tea bags, and you'll drink 5 cups of it a day for 5 days. You're either going to feel really, really good or really bad. And that's, obviously, if you start feeling really bad, you need to stop and you need to make a note of which one that is. And if you want to shoot an email, you can shoot that to us or just go talk to your primary care physician. But if it's the echinacea tea, then you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're dealing with actually the immune system. Okay? And if it's the T2 helper cells, you know it's more of an inflammatory response. And that if the green tea makes you feel good, then you know it's more of the T2 helper cells. And if the echinacea tea does, then it's more of the T1. And that really, it really helps make a difference. Because the doctor, if you go talk to them, there are certain things they can do to help. If they know anything about more of the natural and alternative side of things, they can help you kind of come up with a game plan to keep that dimmer switch on. And that's the real key. Because you're in a good place right now. I mean, you don't have any disfiguration of the joints. You don't have any massive inflammation going on with the joints. And you're in a place where you can really kind of tighten it down a little bit and figure that out before 10, 15 years go by and you get into a pickle. And, of course, again, you may have to be on some form of medication. But if you don't have to be on methotrexate at a high dose for a long time or a long period of time, that's always going to be the goal. So that's what I would encourage you to do. as you go through this process. But, you know, eating is going to be the key. I mean, your diet is always the key. Apple cider vinegar, great to take with meals. It cuts down on inflammation from your, the breakdown of proteins from your food. And then also cod liver oil, your omega-3 fatty acids. And go for vitamin D, too. Get a blood test done. With rheumatoid arthritis, you always, always, always want to keep your vitamin D levels at a really good place, between 70 and 90 on the blood test. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Nate. Hey, Nate, what's up?
Hey, I'm 72 years old, and for the last 12 years, I've had PSA tests for about every 6 months, and I've never tested in the normal range of 0 to 4. I've had biopsies in 2003 and in 2007, and there were small pot spikes in the tests, but I tended to be in the range of from 4.7 to 5.9, 5.7, 5.1 in that area. This year I had a CAT scan that was only 3 weeks after my current urology visit, where they told me I was fine, where they showed that there were nodules on my prostate which appeared to be malignant. So I went in and they had this new test called the PCA3, and it's where they basically milk your prostate with you having a full bladder, and then you urinate and that fluid comes out in your urine and they do a urine test.
Right.
And mine came back positive for prostate cancer. And at the time I got the feeling they anticipated that if we did a biopsy, it would also come back positive. And so, sure enough, I had my third biopsy, and it came back negative. And so that's wonderful to hear that, but you think, well, if the visual CAT scan indicated malignancy and the,
Nate, hang tight for us, Nate. We're going to go into this break, and we're going to finish up with prostate cancer when we come out. This is a hot topic right now with men.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge in I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going into the break, talking with Nate. Nate's been dealing with prostate cancer. He's had several treatments done, and actually several testing done, rather. And they found that he had prostate cancer. So, Nate, why don't you continue your story? You're saying they found nodules on the prostate. And
well, when the doctor called to give me the results of the biopsy, that was good news, except my question to him was, how can the PCA3 test, along with the visual CAT scan, say positive for cancer and then the biopsy does not? And his answer was, well, when we did the PCA3, we were looking at fluid, and when we did the biopsy, we were looking at analyzing tissue. So I've got a two-pronged question with that, and one is all that cancerous fluid now floating around in those punctures they made for the biopsy, which may be increasing the chances of prostate cancer, even though it may not be there now? And the second question is, with the PSA and the PCA3 being so useless, and the trend of the PCA being useless, what kind of testing in the future can I look to for being helpful?
Well, it's a real challenge because when you're dealing with cancer and you want to talk about the fluid and where is it going in the body and what's it doing, is it affecting the body? Is it affecting other cells and all that kind of stuff? That's a very tough one to answer. I mean, that's a tough one to answer. Because the question is, there's a big unknown there. I think what needs to happen with you right now, and the focus needs to be on, the question is, what can you do every single day to help the body regenerate and repair and create new good healthy cells? I think that's the question that needs to be answered, because that's the only thing that you can do right now to be proactive, because you can't change anything of where you've been for the last 30 years. Right. And where your body is right now.
I'm in pretty good health. I had a nuclear stress test, and it came back, unless I got hit by a train, they would anticipate I'd live to 85 at least.
Right.
And my lungs are strong. I really don't have any blood-type problems, and I eat pretty good. I guess, you know, you've got some recommendations in terms of vitamins and diet and whatever, but... you understand the questions I've asked, and they are kind of difficult for me to accept.
It is tough, but here's the deal. Let's look at what's going on. The good news is about prostate cancer, if you had to have good news, is that it's slow grow. Okay? So it's typically one that even though it can be internal, you know, that's malignant, even though it's still, you, like you said, you're young, you got your health, you still got good vitality. And the thing with prostate cancer is that even though, no matter what category it's in, there's still great success that the treatment that they're getting with right now. The physicians and the treatment is really, I mean, it's amazing with what they've seen. And so I don't want you to get discouraged with what you're going through. And I know it's a tough diagnosis, and I realize that, but you know, it's not over. I mean, life's not over, and you're, like I said, you still got your health, and you still got everything else in your body's working great. So you got a little area that is being affected. So now, what can you do? What are the goals? And is it hard to accept? Yeah, of course it is. I mean, life is happening, but you've got two options. You can, which I'm assuming just by talking to you, you're a fighter and you don't really sit back and really just let life happen to you. You go make life happen. And that's a good attitude. It's a great place to be, because someone that's like that with that mindset is going to do very well in the face of a challenging diagnosis like you've had. So that's the first thing I want to encourage you to do, is what kind of things are you doing every single day to put the right kind of foods in your body? What kind of things are you doing every single day to make the right choices? And so here's the key. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about the foods that you should eat, the foods that you should put inside your body and everything else. So you want to eat equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then the good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, all that. So by doing that on a regular basis, 3 meals a day, a couple snacks in between, fasting one day a week from a partial fast, which is dinner to dinner, and basically you'll eat dinner one night, doesn't matter when, 8, 9 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever, and then you don't eat again until the next evening, but you can drink plenty of water, drink chicken stock, beef stock, organic, of course. That gives you plenty of the electrolytes and helps your body function well so you don't get tired and sluggish. And it helps the body release toxins. There's many things you can do to help support liver function as you're going through this, which is great overall for the body for detoxification. And there's great things to support the prostate itself. Easiac is made in a tea and also a tincture form that's great for supporting the body. And then also you've got things like broccoli seed extract, vitamin B12 in the version of adenosyl cyclobalamin. I mean, all of these things are so important and so great for your health. It supports the immune system and with everything you're going through. Avocado, eat one every single day. There's a component in it called beta-sisterol that is amazing for prostate health. So you're not stuck. Don't let anyone tell you that. I mean, you have a diagnosis? Yes. But can you keep living and live well? Yes. But you have to make the right choices every single day. Don't sit back on your laurels and just wait for life to happen. And, you know, it's one of those things, I know I heard you say, it's tough for me to accept. I know. I mean, I can understand what's racing through your mind. Where they go in, they do the biopsy. Is the fluid going through there? Is it spreading throughout my body? you can't think like that. The body's going to do what it's going to do. The reality is everybody gets cancer all kinds of, all the time throughout their life, meaning they form cancer cells, but obviously the body is strong enough at times where the immune system will go in, attack the cancer cells, kill them, get rid of it. But then it comes to a place where, remember, it takes 10 years for a cancer to form. For a tumor to form in the body that's detrimental enough to be seen, to be recognized, and to change function of an organ system takes 10 years. 1 billion cells have to accumulate of cancer cells for that to happen. That's a lot. So this didn't happen yesterday, and this didn't happen from 2 years ago. This has been building over 10 years. So you get to a place where you have to just realize that, and if you lifestyle your way into certain situations, not saying you lifestyle your way into cancer, I'm saying that lifestyle choices can play a role, but your genetics played a role too. Toxicity played a role too. It's part of the environment, and it plays a role. But the good news is if you can lifestyle and kind of live your way into a situation like you're doing right now, and you've been around toxins, you've got certain genetic factors, then you can lifestyle your way out in the sense of you can give your body a better way out, meaning you can have a higher quality of life, even though there may be cancer cells there, you can slow that process down. You can help the body regenerate. You can increase energy levels. You can help the immune system. You can have higher quality of days where you're not tired, where your body's fighting, where your body can function better. So that's when I tell you you're not stuck. You're not stuck. You can make your life better, and you can make a major difference with everything that you're going through by making the right choices. That's the greatest power in the palm of your hand. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Nikolai. Hi, Nikolai.
Hello, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, my friend.
I was diagnosed with schizophrenia 4 years ago, okay. And medications just make me lethargic. Are there any natural remedies to help treat schizophrenia?
What medication do they have you on right now?
I'm taking right now clonazepam 3 times a day, 1 milligram, okay. And Zephyrus, five milligrams of Zephyrus, one in the morning and one at night.
And it just has you just almost, you feel just real lethargic?
Yeah, I feel like just sleepy all the time.
Yeah. The caffeine found in green tea is very beneficial for what's going on inside the body. It helps cut dopamine. It cuts it down. And certain supplements can help too. Blueberry extract is really good. And N-acetylcysteine, NAC, work very well too. You don't need to do any of those till you talk with your physician about it. Seriously, it's a big deal. And with where you are right now, you don't want to alter anything. Supplements can help. Foods can help. And certain foods like meat, fish, eggs, cheese, chocolate, those kind of foods help stabilize dopamine levels. And even though yours is high, it can help cut it down some. And that's really kind of the goal with any kind of schizophrenia. But you got to be really careful. I mean, you know it's a tough place that you're in. But putting the right kind of things in your body, getting your body to kind of stabilize and regenerate and work better on its own is always going to be the best bet. But you need to work with somebody, a physician, that'll help you. Don't try to wing that on your own. Or try to come off of anything on your own. Because it just, that's a high end in medicine that you just don't need to play with, really. Getting those medications stabilized, getting you stabilized to a certain level, depending on where the schizophrenia was, is a challenge. But we're here for you. And I do want to encourage you that eating certain foods can help, supplements can help, but just make sure you talk to the doctor on it. I think it's a good way to go. Don't give up. Make sure that you find that balance so that you feel like you can live your life, not like a zombie, but like Nikolai, so you can kind of be who you are and not be stuck in the world of medicine sometimes that can just leave you in a pickle. So make sure to go talk with him. 888-283-7272.
Hello. Hello, friends. America's Health Coach here to personally invite you to one of the largest health and wellness events in the country. The 9th Annual Alive Expo is May 4th and 5th in Atlanta, Georgia. I'll be speaking live at the expo, where you'll be able to sample natural and organic products, enjoy live health lectures, fitness and cooking demos, and get discounts on many of your favorite natural wellness products and receive plenty of free samples. Let's go green and get healthy at the 9th Annual Alive Expo, May 4th and 5th at the Georgia World Congress Center. Go to AliveExpo.com to get your tickets. That's AliveExpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. 888-283-7272. Whatever you're dealing with, remember this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. And that's the amazing thing. Check us out, Facebook and Twitter. Jump in the social media world. Become a part of it. A lot going on. The American Diabetes Association, I'm a huge fan of the organization, just because diabetes is now really become an epidemic in our country. One out of three of our young people under the age of 11 have been diagnosed right now with type 2 diabetes. That's staggering, if you think about it. And so we have to do something, and the organization is doing incredible research, especially in the Nashville area at Vanderbilt. They're doing some incredible research for type 1. I mean, unbelievable research. It's just incredible. I know some of the people on the research team over there, and it's just incredible the things they're coming out with. Coming down the pipeline for diabetes, incredible stuff. Let's go now to Steve. Hi, Steve. What's up?
Bed bug bites.
Bed bug bites. Okay. Don't
Big
let them.
Bed bug bites.
Right.
Well, they got me about 3 months ago.
Okay.
And I still have the lingering effects. It doesn't itch anymore. It's not inflamed. It's just still red spots, and wondering if there's anything you can think of to help speed their disappearance.
You talked to anybody about it, or no?
I saw the general practitioner about it. He'd given me some kind of bizarre antibiotic that the pharmacist warned me about taking calcium with.
And which one? Is it?
I can't remember. Doxycycline. I don't.
Doxycycline.
Could be. Could very well be.
Yeah, that's strong. Okay. Well,
and I also had some kind of a steroidal cream to go on there, but still lingering.
Yeah, still lingering. All right. Here's the deal. Well, once you've had the bed bug bites, I mean, obviously, you can do the antibiotic, and if they're inflamed, it may help. Another option, if you want to go completely natural, is you can look at ionic silver, astragalus, both of those together, and just follow the directions on the label. They work well. And then also, you can look at high levels of vitamin C, over 5,000 milligrams a day. But I'll tell you this, that for future, if you're worried about the bed bugs, a B-complex, actually, with any kind of bug or insect, anything, it puts off an odor from our skin and literally will repel any bugs. Now, if you're a coffee drinker, then the more coffee you drink, it elicits a response. The acid in the coffee combines within our skin and creates an odor that attracts bugs. So if you're a coffee drinker, and I mean, remember, a cup of coffee in the morning will still be sticking with you through the biochemistry of the body throughout the afternoon and evening. So if you're a coffee drinker, it can actually attract insects, bugs, all that sort of thing to your skin. So that's something you definitely want to be careful with, because bed bugs, I mean, again, it's it's a challenge, but it's definitely not comfortable, and I'm sure definitely not a lot of fun. But I'll get started on some of that and let me know. You might want to consider the antibiotic just to go through it for the period of time that your physician talked to you about, because it probably can clear up a lot of the bites. I'm sure they're driving you crazy. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Well, let's talk about it. Ian from Dallas, Texas, writes in an email, said, I've been struggling with hypothyroidism. And this is one I get all the time. So hypothyroidism, low thyroid function. He's saying, doctor, so what can I do? Should I take the medication? Well, it all depends. So if your doctor has diagnosed you with hypothyroidism, which is hypo means low thyroid function, if they've diagnosed you with that, that means thyroid's not working as well as it needs to. Obviously, it's slow. And it probably puts you on Synthroid or levothyroxine, one of those. And depending on how your body responds, remember, in those medications, there's nothing wrong with them. They're fine. But, you know, the key is, do you want to be on that medication forever? Is that what you really want? Well, you got to be careful with that. Because with levothyroxine, Synthroid, and that sort of thing, you short period of time, the Band-Aid is always okay. But what caused, here's the question, what caused the thyroid to break down in the first place? When you're looking at the thyroid gland, you have to step back and say, okay, why 10 years ago is my thyroid working great and it's not now? So there's a lot of ways you can increase thyroid function. Organic iodine is the number one trace mineral that our body needs for the thyroid gland. And it's real important if you don't get enough iodine, meaning if you don't eat much seafood and that sort of thing, then you do need to probably supplement with it, especially if you've already been diagnosed with hypothyroidism. It's pretty simple. You want to get some organic iodine from the store, from the health food store, and just follow recommended dosage. Men do not need more than 150 micrograms a day, and women don't need more than 450 micrograms a day. So those are a couple of things that you could look at. And when it comes to thyroid function, there's several things too. Tyrosine amino acid is really good. Coconut oil, believe it or not, works great. 2 to 3 tablespoons a day of coconut oil will increase thyroid function. Stay away from the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and even salads. If it's from the cabbage family, be careful because those foods contain components in them that will naturally slow down the thyroid gland. You got to be careful with that. You want to make sure you go real easy. But there's a lot you can do to support thyroid function, and that's what you need to focus on. Then, as time goes by, and they're doing the blood work every 8 weeks, or 12 weeks, whatever they're doing with you, they'll start seeing the thyroid function increase, and then hopefully you can come down off the medication. And that's the one thing you want to be careful with. That's another hour in the charts. Let's thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, Cortland Fuquay, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. When it comes to your health, remember, a man may give you a diagnosis, but only God can give the prognosis. The great physician has a prescription for you to live your best life now.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding medical.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community that you empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, AT to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.